Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com. Well, good morning and welcome to Let's Talk About It, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is Gene Brister with co-host of Let's Talk About It, Maria Wyatt. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning.
Maria, I'd like to ask you a few questions, if I could, this morning. First of all, how long have you been co-hosting Let's Talk About It on KUBO FM radio with Scott Dudley?
It's been around 4.5 years that I've been hosting the show.
Well, can you give me a little background on your occupation and how you were chosen to co-host the show?
I am the Behavioral Health Manager for an Adolescent Mental Health and Substance Abuse Treatment Program. And I was chosen partly because of my substance abuse background and partly because my boss chose me.
That's very important. Very important. So your background gives you a lot of insight into the weekly topics of the show.
Yes, it does. It does. When I first started working for behavioral health around approximately 13 years ago, I worked in the substance abuse field. And when I started on this show, it was a mental health and substance abuse show. And I learned a lot about the mental health side, about depression, schizophrenia, bipolar disorders. So it was very good information and a lot of knowledge. I've gained a lot of knowledge through this show.
Let's Talk About It is promoted as community mental health in your living room. Would you say that's a fair description of the show? And if so, why?
Well, like I said, it is a good description of the show, but like I said before, we also provide substance abuse issues. So under the behavioral health program, under Imperial County Behavioral Health, we have a mental health and substance abuse consumers that are facing sometimes both issues co-occurring. So we want the community to know about the mental health and the substance abuse and also the co-occurring issues.
What source, in the singular sense, or sources, in the plural, do you use to draw from for your weekly guests?
We bring, actually, mostly right now is through behavioral health. We have a lot of staff that are very knowledgeable in the mental health and substance abuse field. We have clinicians. We have mental health rehab techs. We have program supervisors, managers that are very knowledgeable in both the mental health and in substance abuse, and in the co-occurring field. We also have guests from sometimes from other states, from within California, from the community in itself. We've brought in, like, for example, Dr. Ng, well-known psychiatrist. We've brought in Jim Shin. He's a well-known licensed clinical social worker and also a counselor at a local school. But we try and get a lot of variety, a lot of so they can communicate to the community on mental health and substance abuse.
Very well said. Now I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. Over the time period that you have co-hosted this program, whom would you say was the most memorable guest and why?
The most memorable guest that we had on the show was a consumer at the perinatal program. The perinatal program is a program for women with substance abuse problems who are pregnant, postpartum, or have children. This consumer had gone through the perinatal program the first time when her children were removed from her custody. She did not complete the program successfully. The second time around, she went through the program again. It's because, again, the children were removed the second time. This time around, it was going like the first time. She was not motivated to change. She was not going through the treatment process. But during the course of the treatment, one of her children passed away in the custody of whoever was in the custody at that time. It was so traumatic. It wanted her to change, complete her program, and get the rest of her children back. And she did get it. She did complete it, and she did get her children back. And it was very emotional, that show. Everybody was crying in the radio show. It was very touching, especially for me now that I'm a mom. It was very emotional.
Maria, you've been a good sport this morning as you agreed to be a guest. We kind of turned the tables on you. You're usually the co-host of the show, but you were the one being interviewed this morning. Did it give you a different feeling?
Yes, it did. Usually I know what questions to ask. This time around, the tables were turned, and I didn't know what questions you were going to be asking. So I wasn't very prepared of my answers.
Well, you were very straightforward and very spontaneous, and that was wonderful. Well, starting on June the 15th, Let's Talk About It will not only be heard live on KUBO 88.7 FM radio, but you'll be able to log on to kxoradio.com and click Podcast on Demand to hear a five-minute highlight of the show or the show in its entirety. Maria, coming up after the break, you and co-host Scott Dudley have a special guest to interview. Would you give us their name and their topic?
Yes, he is Peter Rodriguez. He is the Mental Health Rehab Tech 3. He's going to be talking about Skill Helper and how Skill Helper was utilized towards a consumer who is diagnosed with a seriously mentally ill disorder, and how Skill Helper was able to help him integrate back into the community.
Well, we've been talking to Maria Wyatt, the weekly co-host of Let's Talk About It. Maria, we want to say thank you very much for your time this morning. Maria and Scott will be right back with more of Let's Talk About It after the break.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.